Good afternoon, and welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Hi, and thanks for listening to my first podcast episode. Basically, how this is going to go is the first segment will be called the Diva Roll. Sounds kind of like a girly dessert. Actually, it's sort of my own take on the blog roll. It's going to be about fashion and beauty blogs and podcasts, different ones that I like. And then I will discuss some things I like in beauty and fashion, maybe some product reviews or different cool finds that I've found. And then after that will be some viewer mail. Excuse me, listener mail. This isn't a video. Okay. So, obviously for the first episode, there won't be any listener mail, so we're going to have to skip over that. But, first, I would like to get started on the Diva Roll. Now, the fashion and beauty blog that is my standby, the one that I check out the most, is Teen Fashionista, and you can find that at teenfashionista.blogspot.com. And recently, she is going to be starting some exciting adventures because she's going to college. The other one that I like to, it's actually a podcast, that I like to listen to is Product Girl. That can be, you can grab her feed at product-girl.com. And she gives a run over of different products that she likes to use, beauty products, reviews. She's reviewed some drugstore brands and also some higher-end products as well. It's a very interesting podcast to listen to. She usually publishes once a week. Plus, she has a blog to supplement that as well. Both are very interesting. The Teen Fashionista, she's an aspiring fashion writer and has already written for several websites, including about.com's fashion section at fashion.about.com, as well as some other sites. So, and she's going to the journalism college at the University of Missouri. So I give her best wishes and hope things go well for her. Well, that wraps up the Diva Roll. Okay, next up I'm going to be reviewing two beauty products that I really like a lot. One is by Marc Cosmetics, which is a brand of Avon. And they make this lip stain, excuse me, called Kiss Ink Lip Tint Markers. And this lip stain is really great. It's not like the usual lip inks that you get that when they wear off, they start peeling, and they leave you with ring around the mouth, and, you know, yuck. This stuff wears off naturally, and it fades naturally, and even after it wears, you still have a really nice slight stain on your lips. It looks really pretty. And it's long-wearing, and it just looks really good on the lip. The other product I wanted to review is also a lip product. It's CoverGirl's Lip Slicks. This is a very simple but good stick gloss. My favorite color, this is Edgy. And in the stick, the color is a dark purple, so you might think, ah, I don't want to put that on my lips. But actually, when you put it on, it's a nice sheer berry, and it's a very pretty color. It's just, you know, a slight kiss of color, and it looks really good. So when you see it, don't freak out. It doesn't come out on your lips the way it looks on the stick. It's a really good color. Well, since this is my first episode, I don't have any listener mail, so I guess that's pretty much a wrap. So if you would like to send me any listener mail, I would love to hear your comments. You can send them to me at divashop2@gmail.com. That's divashop2@gmail.com. So please send those in. I would love to hear your comments. You have a good day. Bye.